This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You gotta really be concerned about what's going on with these leftists in the world, folks. They have created a dangerous scenario for everybody. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Vicious attacks on people happening all over the country, particularly white folks. There was a guy who had to shoot Antifa attackers in New Mexico. They were beating the crap out of him, and there were people yelling, "Kill him." And he finally pulled out his weapon and started firing. I don't blame him. I saw the video as a warning on the video. I'm like, don't issue a warning. Issue a must-see. TheKevinJacksonShow.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. Oh, Kevin, it's cruel. You're telling people to shoot people. Yeah, there are times when you better shoot somebody. There are times when you better get it in your mind that you are going to have to put somebody's lights out for good. Oh, I know. It seems so cruel. You're so combative. Yeah, let me ask you, what would you do if you had a weapon in your life, people were kicking the crap out of you for nothing? Nothing. You didn't do anything. Have you seen these videos where cars are just trying to get through Portland or through Seattle or through some place where these anarchists have shut down the road and then they start beating the crap out of the car? They want to drag you out of it. Are you okay with that? Because I'm going to tell you right now, I would start shooting immediately. You're not going to drag me or my family out of the car because you got some little cause that I have nothing to do with. This is insane. I watched a group of black people, I think they called it Ocean Beach or something, beat the living daylights out of a white guy, and when other white people tried to say, hey, what are you doing? It's enough. They beat the crap out of them. And when I tell you beat the crap out of them, I'm talking knock them out, took everything from them, and they were stomping on. These people will never be the same. The people who got beat up will never be the same. This one guy gets knocked out, sitting on a bench, and no less than 10 people come by and stomp him. You want to talk about police brutality? How about general population brutality that you allow? And let me tell you, Melissa gave me a quote from somebody the other day, and it was something along the lines of, and I completely agree. It says, be careful of the quiet man who finally gets fed up. Now, I didn't quote it right, but it's along those lines. Be careful of the guy who's not saying anything, but you finally push him over the edge. You know who, we all know somebody like that. Now, unlike the quiet guy who's done, I stopped being quiet a long time ago. I was that guy. I mean, I know it's hard to believe, but I was that guy. I don't look for trouble. You know, I don't run from it, but I certainly don't look for it. I'm the jovial guy at the bar. I'm the fun guy at the party or whatever. But when it gets to the point where we are in this nation right now, let me tell you, I'm not quiet. And the people that know me, the people that know, you know, me from my career in fighting and what have you, they will tell you, when I get quiet, that's when you better be concerned. It isn't when I'm not one to blather and all that anyway. But if I'm having a conversation with you, like we're talking smack to one another, you're not in any danger. I'm not. I'm playing with you. I'm verbally sparring. When I shut up, that's when you got to be concerned. And I'm telling you, there are many of us right now out there. You know who you are. You're listening to the program. You're going, you know what? I'm pretty close to that, Kev. I've been quiet my whole life. I've never bothered anybody. I've done it by the book. I've played by the rules. But you know what? They're pushing me. And the difference is, we're not pansies. Most of us really spend time, you know, working on a craft. You know, you know what to do. I got friends that go to the range every week. You know, it isn't like they're when they start shooting, it isn't a guess where the bullet is going to go. And God forbid you get some of my guys that really know how to, you know, use a lot of other weapons. People think guns are bad. You need to see some of the boys I know. Vicious attacks, folks. Vicious attacks on the elderly. Did you see the video of a guy in New York? He's walking along on the street, and he just pushes down, I think they said it was a 92-year-old woman. She falls back, hits her head on a fire hydrant. He's walking along, he sees it, just boom, just pushes her down with his left arm. She falls, bam, hits her head. I don't know, I'm presuming she's okay, I don't know. So I'll ask you this, how would you feel if somebody pushed your 92-year-old great-grandmother? You know, what would you feel like? I know what I'd do. Turns out this guy has been arrested, get this, over 100 times. This is Bill de Blasio's New York. Bill de Blasio's New York. Unbelievable. You ever notice how Democrats always want the impossible? You know what I'm talking about? They want equality, right? We need equality, man. We've got to end racism. Interesting. I thought about this. Can we ever get equality? I mean, just this, it's a simple question. Can you ever get equality? Show me where you can get equality the way they see it. Because let me tell you, the only place, let me give you my take as you ponder that. The only place you get equality is in equal ability for people to pursue the best within themselves. That's the only thing we're equal with. Right? We're also equal. We have equality in the sense of a second for me is a second for anybody else. But is that really the case? Because some people live shorter, some people live longer. Is your second longer than mine? If you live longer than I do, it is. But maybe it isn't. Maybe I make my seconds more valuable. You get what I'm saying? That's the equality trick. So leftists want you to believe that it's achievable. We can get equality. And it's right now, the big issue about equality, the one that they focus on, is race. They love talking about racial equality. Yeah, because Lord knows, you know, if you're tragically born black in America, well, then you can't possibly think that this country's going to give you anything. You're not going to be equal. It's funny, they never seem to care about Asians. You know, they're tragically born Asian in America, but nobody seems to, you know, seem like the, it's a big issue for them. But as I said, and I'm not going to have time to finish this segment, so we'll be back, but I want to talk about this equality issue.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Vicious attacks going on all around this country. Vicious attacks on the elderly. Vicious attacks on white folks. Vicious attacks on conservatives, capitalists, etc. You know what the left does? They love it. They pretend it's about black people being shot by cops, but it's not. It's a whole different plot. It's a plot to think that they're going to spread communism into America. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. That's what this is all about. And leftists love their little tactics. So we're going to, in their utopia, they're going to end all the racism. They're going to make everybody equal, etc. And I was asking about the equality. You know, do you feel equal? What are you equal in? You know, let me ask you, I'll ask this question a different way. What are you better than everybody else in, that somebody needs to take something from you? I don't care. Look, you could be the best accountant on the planet, and there's somebody better. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you could be, people go, this guy, he's one of the top five. Well, let's look at the top five. And at the top five, where does he fit in there? You know, there is no such thing. Can we have equal health? Think about it. If we're looking for equality, do we have equal health? When you were born, what attributes were you born with? Were you born with the ability to be a Navy SEAL? You know, were you born with an amazing metabolism that'll let you run all day long or rock climb, free climb, because you know, the sinew and your muscle is just so amazing and whatever else? What were you born with? Were you born a ballerina? Were you born a brute where you could just move a boulder like you're a friggin' grizzly bear? What were your attributes? I have a friend. He's passed on. He was born with a hole in his heart. Yeah. Born with a hole in his heart. And they were like, he's not going to live. And his mom's like, he's my baby. And a black dude's name is Cliff Thomas. If you're a martial artist, you might know him. Cliff was a former welterweight kickboxing champion born with a hole in his heart. And you know what happened when they told Cliff, you got a hole in your heart, son. You're not going to be able to do these different things. He worked his butt off. He said, oh, yeah, I will. And he built his heart. I don't know. Look, I'm not going to go into all the cardio blah, blah, blah of it because I don't know. But here's what I will tell you. A kid born with a hole in his heart ends up becoming a world kickboxing champion. He has the cardio to fight 12 rounds. Let me tell you something about Cliff. Cliff had the cardio to fight 100 rounds. That's how good he built his heart up. You know why he did it? Because people told him that he couldn't do it. That's why he did it. I'm going to give you a test. Yeah. Can you run a marathon? So, while you ponder that, I'm going to answer it for you, okay? The answer is yes. Oh, yeah, you thought, oh, shoot, no way, man. I mean, I ain't can't run no marathon. Shoot, I've been sitting around too long, whatever. Well, the answer is yes, you can. Let me expound on the answer. The reason why, if you thought, no, I can't run a marathon, is because you won't. It's because you won't put in the work. That's the only reason. Whatever state you are in right now, unless you are just, you know, you're going to lose a leg, you got no circulation. For pretty much, if you put your mind to it today, Kevin, I'm like 40 pounds overweight. Man, I do nothing but sit around eating hot dogs and Cheetos and rubbing my fingers on my wife beater. Okay, whatever it is, I'm going to tell you right now, if you are 60 years or under and you put it in your brain, you could be older, but I'm just saying, if you're 60 years or under and you have no underlying serious medical conditions, you can run a marathon. If you put your mind to it. I'm not saying you're going to break some Kenyan's record, but you could run it. That's right. But you're probably not going to. Ask me if I'm going to run a marathon, if I could run a marathon. I'm going to answer 26.2, a no. It isn't because I can't physically do it. It's because I won't do it. That's right. I'm not going to put in the work. So I'll ask you this. Can you legislate work ethic? Do you think that there are kids who are born under a sign, if you're astrologically inclined, that make them go, you know what? I'm going to think differently than somebody else. I'm going to do differently. Whatever it's nature, nurture, however you, if it's the cosmos, there are people who have drive and there are people who do not. You look, am I teaching you anything you don't already know? Have you met somebody that you go, man, that dude works his butt off. He is or she is undeterred. I'm going to answer for you on that. Yes, you do know somebody like that. They will work their butt off. They will outwork you because that is who they are. Yeah. Did you have a choice in parents? Are all parents equal? I'm curious. Because I'll tell you this. I would trade my dad for some other people's dads that I've known growing up. I would do that. Are all parents equal? Were you raised with the way, the right way, the wrong way, whatever? Did you have parents? Leftists talk about equality. They talk about things they cannot change. Oh, man, we need equality. Yeah, they're going to fix equality, right? They're going to fix racism because they can solve the problem. They have all the answers to solve the problems of equality, solve the problems of racism. Were you born into wealth or were you born into poverty? Or were you born into mediocrity when it comes to money? Do you know anybody who was born into poverty who made it big? I'm just curious. Do you know any wealthy people who didn't? Who now live lives of quiet desperation? It's funny, because I'm going to make you a bet. You know more rags to riches stories than you know riches to rags stories. I'm going to make you that bet. Do you know anybody who made it on their looks? Do you know anybody who fought hard because they knew, I don't have the looks? Do you know anybody that fought hard because they went, you know, I don't have the height for the NBA, or I don't have the build for baseball, Altuve, Spud Webb. You know anybody like that? I mean, I'm trying to help you here a little bit. Because I'm going to tell you something. I know a lot of people who made it on their looks. They're called models. But I also know a lot of people who made it on their brains. Let me ask you this. What physical attributes would you like? Would you change anything on yourself to make yourself more equal? Let me make you a bet. You ask most people that question, they'll give you an answer of, you know, yeah, I'd like to be a couple inches taller. Yeah, you know, I would have been, or, you know what, I would have liked to have had blue eyes, or, you know, yeah, I mean, I would change a couple things. They're not decrying who they are, but there are changes they like. Are they trying to make themselves more equal? In other words, we all admit we're not equal. We never will be. As I like to say, we all can't be Chippendale dancers and Victoria's Secret models, but the left seems to think so.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court on Thursday rejected President Trump's effort to end legal protection for 650,000 illegal immigrants, rebuking the president in the midst of his re-election campaign. For now, those immigrants retain their protections from deportation and their authorization to work in the United States. Slightly fewer unemployment claims were filed last week than the week before. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes is in Washington.
In the Thursday morning report, the U.S. Labor Department said about 1.5 million laid-off workers applied for unemployment benefits last week, the latest figure marking the 11th straight weekly decline in applications since they peaked at nearly 7 million in March when the coronavirus was shutting down much of the economy. The decline was much smaller, though, this time than in recent weeks.
This is USA Radio News. President Trump is reacting to the police shooting death of Rayshard Brooks in Atlanta. The president telling Fox News it's a terrible situation, but you can't resist a police officer.
It's up to justice right now. It's going to be up to justice. I hope he gets a fair shake because police have not been treated fairly in our country. But again, you can't resist a police officer like that.
Atlanta police officer Devin Brosnan turned himself in earlier today. As states begin to reopen from the coronavirus shutdowns, workers aren't as anxious to return to work. USA Radio Network's Kenneth Burns has more.
Half of the more than 1,000 professionals surveyed by the consulting firm Korn Ferry say they're afraid to go back to work, while a quarter of them are skeptical that their company is able to keep them safe. Others found that they are happier working from home or lack the child care to return to the office. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recently released guidelines for offices that plan to reopen.
This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States didn't inherit slavery from anybody. We created it. It got created by the Virginia General Assembly and the legislatures of other states. It got created by the court systems in colonial America and since that enforced fusion slave laws. We created it. And we created it and maintained it over centuries.
That was Hillary Clinton's vice presidential running mate, Tim Kaine, saying that the United States created slavery. I'm talking about racism and equality and all these things. And you got people like him. This is a revisionist. Before the United States was ever formed, there was slavery. I guess this guy, look, I don't need to give you the history lesson here. What a stupid comment. But I want you to understand, these are the people teaching your kids. These are the people that call themselves the intelligentsia. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. He went on to talk about 1619 slaves arriving in the United States, and he referenced that because that's a big project going on right now to make people understand that America wasn't founded in 1776. That's not when we were freed, when we fought for the revolution. We were founded in 1619 on the backs of slaves. I think every country on the planet pretty much has that same thing to say. We were founded on the backs of slaves. Somebody built the country because somebody took over somebody else and did it. Tim Kaine doesn't want to tell you that it was Africans selling those slaves, shipping them over here. He's not going to tell you that. That doesn't matter to him. It was the U.S. who started slavery. So what? We got, in 1619... Who was the originator? You know, it's kind of like for Democrats, they can't acknowledge the origin of something. How did we get these slaves? I mean, you get what I'm saying? They don't want to tell you the origin of God if you tell them, well, wait a minute, you know, who created this? Who created that? Just keep going back. Oh, it was a marble, a big bang. That's what made it all happen. Well, who made the marble? You know, So if you want to go back, we got slaves, right? We got these slaves. I don't even know if he recognizes that they came over as slaves. So how can you invent something when it's already got a label when it gets to you? They didn't come over. It wasn't like some ship landed in Plymouth or wherever, and it was full of black people, and white people went, whoa, them look like some slaves. Let's go make them slaves. The hardiest people on the planet were black people back then. So how are you going to make them slaves? They came over in chains. ship from other black people. But Tim Kaine wants you to feel guilty, America. You created slavery. And this 1619 crap, he didn't mention it in that, but in the clip, the full clip he does, that is being taught in schools. America's racist. We created slavery. We continued it. And he goes on in this clip later to say, now, while we did overcome all of that, we still have to remember it. Right? Wouldn't you like to be in relationships where everything you've ever done wrong is constantly reminded? You're reminded of it. You were 17 years old and you wrecked the car. And every time you go to the family for Thanksgiving, you're 40, your parents go, yeah, but you wrecked our car. And that's what they hold you responsible for. It wouldn't life be grand if we all just had to relive everything bad in our past every single day? I mean, wouldn't you like to get up in the morning and go, boy, all the people I've wronged are going to come on and tell me every single day how bad I am? Because that is essentially what Tim Kaine and these leftists want to do. Constantly. They want you to feel bad. They cannot... And here's what's so ironic about it from Tim Kaine's perspective, is it's his party. He's the one. He's lecturing you as if you did it. You've never done it. It wasn't your issue. It was his issue. It was his party's issue. And every time he lectures you, he transfers it over little by little. And until you go, hey, Tim, great synopsis of your party. Great synopsis of the Democrats. You people were amazing. The idea that a senator, a guy, wants America to continue to feel bad for something that happened, quote, 1619. How long ago is that? That is 400 years ago, almost. It's 399. No, wait. It's 401. I got my math degree working here. 401 years ago, and he wants you to feel guilty for it. How far removed do you white folks need to be before the guilt ends? But there is hope. There is hope. There are a lot of people out there who are pushing back on this, and there was a girl in the street, and she was being... Antifa and all those people are coming by and they're harassing her. And she finally decides she's going to give them a history lesson. And here's what she tells them.
I would be in the same situation. I'm not even mad at you, baby. I'm feeling like fake news. This is the thing. I know people don't like Trump. I understand that. But let me tell you something. If I had to pick between him and Joe Biden, I'm not voting for Joe Biden. You want to see a bunch of black people go to jail by the next 4 years? Put Joe Biden in. Watch what happens. You want to see black men get killed substantially? Like you've never seen before, put Joe Biden in and watch what happens. These Democrats, and I'm sorry to say this, I'm not trying to be racist, but they hate black people. These are the same people who have fought to keep slavery in. These are the same people who built the KKK. These are the same people who hated us from the beginning. The Republican Party is the party of the blacks. Black freedom, the Republican Party is the only party that the black people actually assisted in finding. But all of that history has been torn away. People say, oh, there was a big switch. There was never a big switch. The union won because we had grown in the industrial era. So we were able to get trains and get supplies back to our soldiers while the Confederate was still riding horses. They were not able to get supplies back fast enough, right? So what happened was once slavery was abolished in the South, the people in the South could no longer make their money from slaves. They had to move to the North to work in the industry to produce. And so the people in the North that already had established themselves in the industry moved to the South. And so that's where it was a transfer of people coming from the South to the North and people coming from the North to the South. There was never a big switch. So the same Democrats who hated black people from the beginning are the same ones who hate us now. And they use our cause. How does Black Lives Matter turn into something about LGBTQ? When blacks really don't support that. We're conservative about that. We're really not about that. Not only that, we don't support abortion. We're about workers. This is the black culture. We ain't either been about that. Not only that, we're not about feminism.
No, we're not.
Black women marry their husbands and respect their husbands. That's what we're on. We're not on this. Oh, I do what I want. We don't do that. That's not our community, and you would understand. I know you understand what I'm saying. We don't do that. But yet these people are hijacking our movement, and the Democratic Party, they're trying to hijack our stuff. No.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. powerful words. Look, I'm not going to do the research for you. Go do the research on industrialization of the North and what was going on during the time of the Civil War and, you know, the ability to get supplies back to the Union soldiers. I'm sure all that's, you got to be able to mobilize. So I'm sure part of that's true. But look it up for yourselves. See, what she said that was more poignant to me, well, a couple things. One is, this is a young lady who's obviously studying history. A black lady. She says, if I had to pick between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, I'll pick Trump. Joe Biden will get black people killed. And then she goes on to say something more poignant. She says, Democrats hate black people. They are the party of slavery, the party of the KKK. I get so bored hearing that, it's insane. But apparently, you know, people need to hear it, because that's why Candace Owens got popular, telling people what I've been preaching about for decades. Like I said, it's not even history 101, it's history 001. Aren't we well past knowing that the Democrats are the party of slavery? She goes on to say that the Southerners moved to the North because they didn't have any work. They no longer had slaves. They couldn't make a living. They were too stupid to know how to do stuff. That certainly reminds me of the Democrats. Well, now that we don't have free labor, how in the heck are we going to get things done? Well, you're going to have to work, Cletus. Oh, shoot. Didn't realize that. It was going to require work. She goes on. She says, how does Black Lives Matter turn into something for the LGBTQ? How does that turn out? You know, where does that confluence come in? There's no answer to that. And then she says, black women used to respect their husbands. She says, that's the way we were raised, to respect the man of your house. Wow. Talk about a throwback woman. This girl is dropping serious bombs on these leftists. I could go on. I could talk to you about the black family spirituality, love of God, the black family's love of education and understanding of it, the black family's love of the law. They even though they were being crucified in many cases by this stuff, they still understood, you know what? The law is important. It will one day work in our favor, and we were very law-abiding. She says, the Democrats have hijacked our movement. They've taken what was the high ground, they've made it the low ground. Powerful.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only
$6. Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
President Trump signed an executive order on policing, something that was purely symbolic. He doesn't need to sign an executive order on policing. Police are already under more scrutiny than most people. I mean, body cams. Can you imagine if a doctor had to carry a body cam, or your accountant or your attorney? Things like this, and it was recorded. Everything they did had to be recorded, and then there were citizen reviews and all kinds of stuff. Can you imagine any occupation where you had to go through that level of scrutiny? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I think the only occupation that maybe goes through that level of scrutiny is radio show hosts or TV personalities, media people. And that's the reason why on the other side of the aisle, as they like to say, we have fake news. And then we have programs like the Kevin Jackson Show that you're listening to now and others that don't worry about fake news. Look, why would I try to convince you of something that's fake? What is in it for me? What's in it for me to, I mean, other than if I'm a scam artist like the Democrats, but if I'm not a scam artist, what's in it for me? We're talking about issues and policies that impact the world. We should all be looking to, quote, make the world a better place, right? Didn't they write a song about that, Michael Jackson? Make the world a better place for you and me, the entire human race. You know, whatever. Look, that's what we're supposed to be doing. That's what the collective is supposed to do. But the Democrats never do it. They never do it. It's just a blatant lie. They should be ashamed of themselves for how they behave. They don't have that in their DNA. It's like some enzyme that won't allow it to purpose itself in their body, because Democrats don't care. They pretend to care, but they don't. You come on this show, I don't have an agenda. I don't think, you know what, I'm going to convert people over to my way of thinking. I say to you, if you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, take what you want, use it any way you please, but expand your mind. I believe it was Descartes who said, the mind once expanded never returns to its original shape. That is how kids grow. For example, when your baby learns something new, the excitement of solving the problem, solving the riddle of life, that's what we're all about. Democrats do not want to solve the riddle of life. They've got it. They've got it down cold. They know exactly how it's supposed to be. And you could say, Kevin, aren't you a bit dogmatic on the conservative view? Yes, I am. Based on pragmatic, common sense, looking at life. It's like the Chinese that watched the animals and invented different types of kung fu. You know, tiger claw and monkey, you know, and whatever else, right? It's observing nature. It's observing things. These aren't, and by the way, if you can change my mind, I'm willing to listen. I'm willing to listen if you say, Kevin, this capitalism stuff, whatever. I'll listen. We've got the craziest world I believe you've ever seen. By the way, this is biblically predicted that you will not recognize the truth from the lie. We do. But there is a big group of people out there who do not recognize the truth from the lie. And I don't know why. Oh, boy. Vicious attacks and, you know, I'm going to get to that in a bit, but so anyway, President signs this policing thing, this executive order for police who really don't need it, and that based on what? Oh, we got the shooting in Minnesota. Guy's got a rap sheet, man. I mean, and police know what to do, and we did something about it, right? No justice, no peace. Well, there was justice, so give us peace. How about this? Justice and still no peace. That's the real saying. And then he got this Atlanta shooting. And there are commentators who watched this video. This cop gets fired and another gets put on leave for a legitimate shoot. They go, well, you know, how could he die over a drunk driving? He's blocking Wendy's. How does that result in a death? Let me explain how. When he resists, he's a violent career criminal. And the way, look, I told you guys this before. People are finally starting to recognize, but most black people, we grew up, we know this. Just because you get killed or you get caught up doing something low level, something relatively minor, doesn't mean you didn't deserve it. I told you a story of my uncle. These were his words, because I was in military school when he called me one day, collect, and I mean, I'd gotten home, but he called me. Because he heard I got home, and I'm like, dude, how did you get caught up in this? He goes, man, I was taking, we were going across the street, going across the border from Texas to Shreveport, because they were going to go to a casino, and my uncle was with his girlfriend, who was a crackhead, Yeah, she was a dope fiend. She may not have been on crack, but she was a dope fiend. That's the kind of women he hung around. She had a pistol in the car. He was driving the car. Gets pulled over for speeding. Cop says, you know, sees the weapon, gets him out of the car, says, who's the weapon? He says, it's mine. He wasn't his. It was his girlfriend's. And he told me, he goes, man, I couldn't let her take that rap. I remember him. And he was giggling on the phone. Tell me, man, kid, I couldn't let her take that rap. And I went, rest you, man. First of all, if you got a girlfriend that you got to take the rap for, you might ought to find a different girlfriend. But my uncle's like, you know, I couldn't let her do that, man. I couldn't let her do that time. And he's going to do 4 years or something for this in Louisiana. And he tells me, he goes, man, I can do this little minute for her. That's what he called. He goes, I can do this little minute for her for this gun charge in Louisiana. It's no big deal. I'll do this for her. But he flat out told me, after everything I've done, this is pretty small potatoes for me to go ahead and take this little 4-year sentence. That's what he said. And that's exactly what we find with many of these criminals. They got past offenses. They are not. Look, these are people walking around in general population, volatile and ready to go off. What do you think would have happened if somebody had gone up to this dude that wasn't a cop, that wasn't armed with all kinds of stuff? Two relatively big cops could not subdue this guy, and he was drunk. And there are leftists who want these people roaming the streets, folks. Brooks had a criminal record. Man, it is long. Let me just give you a few of these things. Theft by taking. Theft by taking of a financial transaction. Theft by taking. False imprisonment. Simple battery. Family. False imprisonment. Simple battery. Family. Simple felony cruelty. False imprisonment. Theft. Felony cruelty. Obstruction of an officer. False imprisonment. Felony cruelty. Theft. Theft. Weapons possessions and so on. A long rap sheet. This guy was supposed to be back in Georgia. He had a case in Georgia that he ran out on, according to the Atlanta Constitution. Numerous parole violations, etc. But you know what? He's a choir boy. He's a gentle giant on his way to college. Look, I'm not trying to make ill of the dead or whatever else. And I get that. I mean, my first comment, my first thought was, how do you get yourself killed when you're drunk driving, sitting in a Wendy's? I mean, you go sleep that off in the drunk tank. You get yourself an attorney. You take your lumps and life goes on, man. That's the normal thinking. And let me tell you what white enablers tell you, leftists, Democrats, progressives. They say, well, you know, he deserved another chance, you know, and it never should have happened. And the cop, I mean, they're going to give you 50,000 excuses as to how this shouldn't have happened. And they will never, I repeat, never say, all this dude, Rayshard, all he needed to do was put his hands in front and say, okay, whatever. Yeah, you're going to take some lumps. You're going to have to let people know you're drunk driving. Look at his record and tell me he's concerned about drunk driving. Now, the other thing leftists will tell you, oh, well, you know, he is afraid of the police because, you know, the police kill black people. They had plenty of other opportunities to kill this Negro. You know what I'm telling you? Let me tell you, in his rap sheet, let me just count them real quick. And I doubt this is the full thing. This is because it looks like it's cut off. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Hang on. I'm not done. I got to scroll. 17, 18 that I can see. 18 times this man was confronted by police for various things. Felonies. We're not talking about just, you know, jaywalking. 18 times and nothing ever happened. The video certainly doesn't fit a narrative that they walked up on this guy and started, you know, trying to take him down or whatever. America better wake up fast, boy. This is a lawless nation because of leftists.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.